It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn quick.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That was just highlighted yesterday on The Hardline. The famous, do you like your gig? All right, the emergency break of the week brought to us by Classic BMW. Don't forget, we've got some tough questions for meteorologist Pete Delkus coming up here at 8:15. But right now to the e-break, we give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is Big Strong Jeremy, the man who
I
plays
protest this.
Sound. You nominated yourself. How can you protest? Big Strong Jeremy runs the board for our show. He also plays the drops, plays the commercials, runs the board for Norm and Donnie. And on Monday, they were going to run down everything that happened over the weekend. And Norm had so many notes that he said he was about to issue his Gatling gun, which is kind of a weird term. But anyway, we'll go with it. And Jer played an unfortunate draw because he didn't know what Norm's first note was going to be.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
I got a Gatling gun for you guys. Here we go.
A what?
Quick sports stories over the weekend. There's so much to do. Here we go. First, the passing of my friend Frank Lucchesi at 92, the former Ranger manager.
Now, the only thing that could have made that worse is that if old Frank had been shot, he had not.
Right.
But still, it's
a weird intro. It's such a... He had just no time in his transmission shift, the way he went into sensitive Norm.
Oh, no.
Such a sudden lurch.
Right from gunfire to sensitive Norm.
Hey, got a Gatlin gun.
My cheer, fresh, Mr. Casey.
One more time.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
I got a Gatling gun for you guys. Here we go.
A what?
Quick sports stories over the weekend. There's so much to do. Here we go. First, the passing of my friend Frank Lucchesi at 92, the former Ranger manager.
And the show ended right there.
Where was that going? After
nowhere.
The
end of the show right there.
Gosh.
I'm
sorry.
A commercial right there.
Very sorry.
That's all right, Jer. You're just doing your job. You didn't know what the first note was. You didn't know it was going to be that
I think this is on Norm because his tone suggested, hey, we're all energetic. These are going to be great little quick
hits. You want to put it on Norm?
I got a Gatling gun for you. So many great things happened over the weekend.
Yeah, Norm pulled the brake by taking the hard left.
Such a hard left. Into death of friends.
That is true. All right, Jared nominated himself, but yeah, we'll switch it to Norm. Try to give the all-timer one more here. He is candidate number one, Norm is. Candidate number two from the Morning Musers, Joyce Dernham. This is a couple of days ago, we were talking about that crazy story locally where at a coffee shop, people have been victimized by having their laptop stolen. That someone will just size up, okay, who looks like they're not really paying attention, and they'll run right up to where they're sitting, take their laptop, and run out the front door. So we were talking, how would we react to this? And I said a word that I didn't mean to say, and we had to dump it. I'm telling you, it happened so fast from what I saw. Maybe you would process it really quickly. I know me, I would kind of look up and blink a we're going to get rid of that.
You want me to get rid of that?
Yeah, I don't know what I said. I was trying to say blink a couple of times, but somehow I put an F in there.
Sorry.
I would blink a couple of times, and then I'm afraid the guy would already be at the door. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to talk, and I didn't mean to say that word for sure.
Did you say I would blink an F-bomb?
Yes.
I would blank an F-bomb.
Blank. I think that's what I said.
What a reaction.
Let's review it one more time. I'm telling you, it happened so fast from what I saw. Maybe you would process it really quickly. I know me, I would kind of look up and blank a fuck up. Whoa. Where would I get rid of that?
You want me to get rid of that?
Yeah, I don't know what I said. I was trying to say blink a couple of times, but somehow I put an F in there. And you heard it without the beep there, Jared.
I would blink.
There was the mother of all words in there, wasn't there?
It's clearly
yes,
really
there was.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I'm candidate number two. And candidate number three comes to us from Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Careful.
And Mike Reiner. They were talking about the fact that it was Gary Fincek's birthday. So Rhines tried to bring up the 46 defense, and he had another hee-haw moment.
Gary Fincek, 65. Part of that 85 Bears dynasty that strung together how many? One Super Bowl in a row.
Ooh.
Very impressive.
And was the 46 defense named for him?
What? What was that?
Wasn't the 46.
46.
Just quit.
Never a good sign when you're just told to quit during the middle of a segment. And yeah, he was trying to say 46 defense. That was actually named for Doug Plank, who was number 46. Gary Fincek was number 45. But it was very hee-haw-like for Rhines from a couple of weeks ago.
46 defense.
Or
you have the hee-haw moment too, Jared.
Was hee-haw?
That's so overdriven.
Was hee-haw on?
I don't know. That first one always does come out a little hot. All right, one more time all the way through for Rhines.
Gary Fincek, 65. Part of that 85 Bears dynasty that strung together how many? One Super Bowl in a row.
Ooh.
Very impressive. And
was the 46 defense named for him?
What? What was that?
Wasn't the 46.
46.
Just quit.
Does Bob like jokes about the Bears or the Vikings more? Because you got a little Bob sports humor there, too.
Yeah, I would say...
Strung one Super Bowl in a row together.
I'd say Vikings, but only he can answer that.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Bob that next time I see him.
The Vikings?
46 defense, $8 Blockbuster, $8 dart.
All right, so is it Norm, me, or Rhines? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, is that...
Die.
Triple container.
Haven't we given you enough airtime?
Hey.
Hey, I think that guy who did an impression of me last Friday was spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You should have him on more often.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're good.
I'll vote for the first one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Can't say that.
Got it.
All right.
We got it in time, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Tom in Minnesota would like to take a shot in the dark and vote for Big Strong Jeremy / Norm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Courage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
I think we better take this one,
okay,
guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll take the call.
Say Coco actually on vacation in Canada, so this not easy, musers.
Okay.
Coco can solve brand new chimpanzee that just arrived at Fiery Gates of Lower Heaven. Last Tuesday at Dallas Zoo, the 4-9-year-old chimp Doyle gets sick and pass away.
That's true. Doyle the chimp. Doyle the chimp.
Coco read headline about Doyle in the Satan Tribune.
Okay. Satan
no such you.
Coco first think it was talking about Doyle King.
No, he's still with us.
Coco and Doyle both
Thank you, Coco. You take care of yourself, okay, pal?
Okay, we'll see. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Greg. George, Greg, yep. Or Craig? Pardon.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Friend Radio.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, just kidding. It's Garrett from the Cube. Give me Gordon or pretzels.
Not, neither one are candidates.
It's pretzels.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Top of the morning to you. It's your friend Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
May U.S. Open to vote for the emergency break of the week. And, Giorgio, you know how much I love you. I got to vote for you. Toodaloo.
Thanks, Rory.
Toodaloo.
Weird.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Fort Worth Phil. I'm voting for Mike Farty Reiner.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Hey, can you not, Jared, just get the e-break? I mean, the guy probably freaking wants it. You got to give another one to Norm.
Okay, dude, yeah, who you vote for?
I'd say that's a vote for Jared.
Yeah. Okay, vote for Jared there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, Muses. It's Cassidy.
Oh, Cassidy.
Cassidy, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Merry Christmas. I'd like to vote for Mike.
Okay, all we right. Got you down.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Have a good summer. Have a great summer.
Go outside and play.
Yeah, go outside
sure,
and play.
Don't yell at Cassidy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to go ahead and vote for the e-break personality, Giorgio.
Thank
the layout
you.
Layout king.
Thank you very much. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, can you hear me, Gordo?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember when you were on the rant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you kill Davey Lane?
He's still alive.
I'm sorry,
sir.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
He can't hear you anyway.
Good show, dude.
Hi. Just such smart-assness in that voice.
Good show, dude.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Old Gray Wolf.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
My dear friend Frank McCasey was gay. I mean... Jared's wife is blind.
What?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
that
we have the Jared Norm combo as our winner.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
I got a Gatling gun for you guys. Here we go.
A what?
Quick sports stories over the weekend. There's so much to do. Here we go. First, the passing of my friend Frank Lucchese. At 92, the former Ranger manager.
Yeah, maybe don't say that you've got, I got some crazy notes for you.
Yes.
Leave with that one. That is on Norm for sure.
Yes.
Good pickup there.
Lack of transition Norm. Is
yeah. Lack of transition.
That should have been his final note, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of coast
finally,
into it.
Very sorry to hear this.
Yeah. He just slammed on the brake so hard. Gosh, Jer and Saroy and Donovan all went flying forward into the dashboard.
So what number is that, Fernando?
107th win for Norman Mary to the Mob Hitzkus.
Whoa, 107 for Norm. Okay, are weathermen under attack? We talk about it with an irate Pete Delkus next.